Good day.
Also today we have a fresh caught Alaska salmon, and that's served with a teriyaki glaze and sticky rice. Our soup of the day.
You must release me from my oath.
Sheldon, I'm working.
Why don't you take a minute to decide? I can't keep your secret, Penny. I'm going to fold like an energy-based de novo protein in conformational space. Like a Renaissance triptych. Like a cheap suit.
Oh. Look, why is it so hard for you to keep one little secret?
I'm constitutionally incapable. That's why I was refused clearance for a very prestigious government research fellowship at a secret military super collider located beneath a fake agricultural station 12.5 miles southeast of Traverse City, Michigan. Which you did not hear about from me.
Look, just forget I told you about me not graduating from community college, okay?
Forget? You want me to forget? This mind does not forget. I haven't forgotten a single thing since the day my mother stopped breastfeeding me. It was a drizzly Tuesday.
Okay. Look, you promised me you would keep my secrets. You're just going to have to figure out a way to do it.
Leonard, I'm moving out.
What do you mean you're moving out? Why?
There doesn't have to be a reason.
Yeah, there kind of does.
Not necessarily. This is a classic example of Munchausen's trilemma. Either the reason is predicated on a series of sub-reasons leading to an infinite regression, or it tracks back to arbitrary axiomatic statements, or it's ultimately circular, i.e. I'm moving out because I'm moving out.
I'm still confused.
Leonard, I don't see how I could have made it any simpler.
Hey, qu'est-ce que sup? We just got back from that exhibit of those plasticized human cadavers.
And some of those skinless chicks were hot.
If you'll excuse me, I'm going to pack.
That's kind of an overreaction to a little harmless necrophilia.
Not you, Howard. He says he's moving out.
What did you do? Did you change the contrast or brightness settings on the television?
No.
Did you take a band-aid off in front of him?
No.
Did you buy generic ketchup, forget to rinse the sink, talk to him through the bathroom door?
Adjust the thermostat, cook with cilantro, pronounce the T in often?
No.
Did you make fun of trains?
I didn't do anything. He's just gone insane.
Well, we all knew this day was coming.
That was fast.
It's my pre-packed disaster evacuation bag. It's recommended by the Department of Homeland Security. And Sarah Connor.
Where are you going to live?
Until I find a permanent place, I will stay with friends.
Fine. You can't stay with me. I have a teeny tiny apartment.
Excuse me, but isn't hosting guests an aspect of Manushya Yajna, one of the five central religious duties or sacrifices of the Hindu householder?
I hate trains.
Don't be ridiculous. You love trains.
Yes, I do. Come on.
See you later, Leonard.